Good morning. The cold front, associated with the powerful storm system that brought record high temperatures to the region yesterday, but also scattered showers and thunderstorms, continues to march off the eastern seaboard. Behind the front, the winds are increasing out of the northwest, at times up to 30 to 40 miles per hour, with some wind gusts approaching 50 to 60 miles per hour early this morning. Wind advisories and high wind warnings are in effect for a large part of the northeastern part of the country in the wake of this storm. Precipitation, mainly in the form of rain showers, now transitioning to some sleet and snow showers, will tend to wind down, but not before coating the ground in spots, producing a little bit of slippery travel. So through the morning and into the afternoon, the main story will be the gusty winds up to 60 miles per hour. We'll eventually wind up with a mixture of sunshine and clouds, but temperatures will continue to drop, and in many locations by the end of the day in the 20s and lower to mid-30s. Readings will slide overnight tonight. The wind will subside a bit, but still quite blustery under partly cloudy skies. Lows will be in the teens. This will leave us with a more winter-like feel in the air tomorrow, mostly cloudy, blustery, and cold, a few passing snow showers with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. The heart of this next cold air mass will be over top of us for the day on Saturday. With high pressure in control, we will have a lot of sunshine, but it'll still be blustery and very cold with highs only in the lower to mid-20s. Overnight lows over the weekend will go back into the single digits, and despite full sunshine, will only rebound to the mid-30s on Sunday. Gradually, a ridge of high pressure will build in early next week, pushing temperatures back into the 40s and 50s, although by Tuesday and Wednesday, we run the risk at more rain showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, high wind warnings are in effect across coastal sections of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic as well. Winds could gust up to 60 miles per hour from Boston through Providence, New York City, and all of New Jersey. Winds could gust to 50 miles per hour in surrounding areas. And a low-pressure system over the Hawaiian Islands will lift away to the north and drag a deep-layered convergence band across Oahu through the Big Island today. This will result in heavy rain and thunderstorms with the potential to produce flash flooding. Maui County will have the highest chance, with Oahu and the Big Island more of a periphery flash flood threat, though saturated grounds from previous rains will mean less accumulation than usual will be necessary for the flash flooding. Also on the Big Island, a blizzard warning's in effect above 11,000 feet. The same storm system will bring a total of 6 to 10 inches of snow before it moves out, with wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and 19 degrees. The wind out of the west at 66, gusting to 76 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 45 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain showers and 40 degrees, the dew point 33, 77% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.42 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Brownsville, Harlingen, and Port Isabel, all in Texas, to a low of 11 below zero at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy with temperatures falling through the 40s, Boston mostly cloudy, windy, a few snow showers and temperatures falling through the 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy, a few snow showers and high temperatures near 30 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 53, the average temperature 60, that's 30 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, zero for the month, which is a half inch below normal, and 41.2 inches of snow for the season, now 6.2 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 65 set in 1991, and the record low 4 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:46 p.m., 11 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and windy today with a few snow showers, temperatures falling into the 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy today with a few rain showers as temperatures fall into the 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and windy today with a few snow showers, temperatures falling into the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy today with a few rain and snow showers, temperatures falling through the 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and windy today with a few rain and snow showers, temperatures falling through the 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still blustery and cold, a few snow showers, upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, very cold Saturday, lower to mid-20s for highs. Sunny but cold Sunday, 35. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s on Monday. And a chance of showers Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.